I march several steps away. All right, Drover, the pieces of this puzzle are falling into place. Oh, good, because I'd begun to wonder. Listen carefully. Number one, no one stole my legs. That was a bogus report. Number two, the Hot Fudge Mountains don't exist. And number three, you must swear an oath never to discuss this conversation with anyone outside the security division. Do you know why? Well, let me think here. Because, Drover. I dropped my voice to a whisper. They might get the wrong idea. If they took our words out of context, they might think that we're just a couple of dumb dogs. Yes, right, exactly. And we must guard against that, Drover, because nothing could be further from the... Suddenly my ears began picking up a sound in the distance. I switched all circuits over to ear lift, right roll. Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but I'm picking up an odd sound coming from somewhere north of us. Yeah, I heard the same sound, and that's why I woke you up. It's kind of a roar, isn't it? I fine-tuned the digital scanneration system and monitored the sound. Yes, it's a roar, a very unusual kind of roar. Yeah, it's kind of a roaring roar. Exactly, yes. Well, soldier, it appears that we're back on duty. Are you ready for this? Well, I'm kind of tired. He stood up and began limping around in a circle. And boy, this old leg is really giving me fits. Never mind the leg, Drover. On this outfit, all roars must be checked out. Stand by to launch all dogs. Drover whimpered and moaned, but it didn't do him any good. Duty had called, and within seconds, we had launched ourselves into the morning breeze. Once airborne, we set a course that took us around the southeast corner of the yard, then due north towards the county road. Trees, houses, and other objects flew past in a blur. We streaked past the front gate, past the cedar trees and the shelter belt, and then northward towards the mailbox and the county road. It was then that my instruments began picking up. Uh-oh. We've come to the scary part. For you see, what we saw was perhaps the scariest thing I'd ever seen. Do I dare describe it? I'll try. Okay, hang on. There was this thing, this horrible, ugly creature coming down the road in front of us. The first thing I noticed was the sheer size of it. Huge. I mean, bigger than a pickup, almost as big as a house. It was yellow and appeared to be... I know this will sound very strange, but you'll have to trust me here. I mean, I was there and I saw it with my own eyes. It appeared to be some kind of, well, huge yellow face, traveling down the road on six tires. It had two big glassy eyes and a nose, a snout, a long snout that stuck out in front, and the end of the snout was mounted on tires.